When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world.
Hello, everybody. Why not draw a warm bath, fill it full of Epsom salts, lay back, and don't think about the first time you had sex. Think about the second and third. It's the Grawlix Saves the World. I'm Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal. What?
And we are the Grawlix. And this is the Grawlix Saves the World. And we're professionals who don't need to immediately tear into one another's intros. We just plow forward. This is a podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves. And it's nice to see you guys. How are
you? It's nice to see you as well. And actually, I rarely agree with your intros as of late, but I got to say, going for my second or my third attempt at sex,
yep,
definitely the one I should be keeping in mind. Because the first one,
everyone, how'd you lose your virginity? Who gives a shit? What were the second and third time like? Let's get into it.
When did you take the training wheels off?
Exactly.
Andrew, did you have wheels hooked to you?
I did, yeah. I had to. I kept missing the bed entirely, so they make this kind of...
Yeah, he had bumpers, like a bowling alley.
Exactly. Well, Andrew had a pretty rare degenerative leg disease. He's over it now, but he was pretty wheeled up through most of his teens on his legs.
Yeah, bad time for it, really.
Well, I want to say this. I know we had teased.
And you've been on the edge of your seat.
Been on the edge of your seats. You think the last episode we are going to do this baking challenge, but we are going to push that to a special
No refunds.
You're hearing right now around the nation is fists slamming on desks in anger.
People are angry.
That baking challenge.
We wanted to do it, but Andrew backed out.
Fuck
of the challenge.
Fuck you.
Don't
absolutely
show them how
not
the
true.
Made.
Absolutely not true. I'll put the group text on Patreon. Don't worry. You can see the receipts.
It's right now, Ron has a vein bulging in the front of his forehead. We're going to be doing our annual company Christmas party. So just stay tuned. And I think that this is going to play a part in that. As many people know, the Grawlix Globo Corp Christmas party annually is such a
so
big
fun
deal.
If we can carve out
all year
time from our caroling marathon. We do a 24-hour caroling marathon. We start in North Denver, and we just go as far south as we can until we pass out. So,
Until we run out of songs about Christ. Because I'm not into these.
I will never, because I just make them up.
Yeah. Holiday songs. Keep Christ at the center.
What do you call it, Andrew, when they're not religious, sectarian or something? I don't know.
Secular
oh,
songs.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sectarian would not be the secretariat, you call it that, right?
Yes.
You're honing in, Ben. You're circling it, and eventually you'll land the plane.
You know, what's funny is it's because I grew up Catholic, and
you wouldn't know the word secular. Why would you? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't know it because there are just Catholics and those of you that are going to die soon. So that's just kind of the way it works.
It's in Maine, it's pronounced secula. It's a A-A.
Secula. You either got that secular music?
You know, she's one of them non-secular broads. We're going to push that back. But I have an idea for a challenge.
Oh, you got a challenge?
Like,
all right.
I'd like to do it because this is going to be, Ron, can we get the earnestness horn firing right here?
This early?
I don't know if we've ever had an earnestness horn sound so early.
Yeah, and that's a deep one. He really got into the darker tones on that one. But
like a barge in the night, in a foggy night.
A fog horn guiding ships to safety.
the earnestness horn. Okay.
Okay, you're right. You're right. We were riffing on the horn, not your earnestness.
You can't go to Riff City when the earnestness horn signals that the drawbridge to earnestness is up.
Got it. Understood.
Oh, earnestness is a town? Wait, earnestness is a town next to Riff City?
Andrew, yeah. The rules have been laid
this
out.
This is huge. This is blowing my mind. Geographically, I did not realize earnestness was a town next to Riff City, but it all makes sense to me. This it all tracks.
It's a bedroom.
I apologize.
Really, a lot of people who work in Riff City.
It's a suburb of Riff City. Okay, I didn't know, and now I'm fully on board.
Guys, the drawbridge is up.
You're right, and I apologize. Sorry, go for it.
As you both know, and people listening, I've talked a little bit about it. I am now separated from my wife. We are divorcing, and this is my first holiday divorced and separated. And it's going to be heavy, you know. I mean, this is the first one. I feel pretty good about it, but I was reading online, you know, how to navigate this, how to do this, and there is something kind of terrible, but pretty fun to do that comes up regularly, which is to build yourself a self-care kit, like a self-help kit, like something you can do to make sure you're caring for yourself while you're going through the holidays. So
like an actual physical kit that you carry around?
Yeah, you grab a few items that you put into a bag or just set aside for yourself in the corner of the room just to remind you that you should do those things or utilize those things.
Like here's Andrew, a Kit Kat. I feel sad. Here's a Kit Kat to munch
right,
on.
Sure. For Andrew, it's one of those Sibian vibrators that you
Hey, you don't know what's in my kit. Quit spoiling shit, okay? It's a straddler. It's a Sibian straddler. Yeah.
Well, you know Andrew.
It's a holdover from my teen years when,
yeah. but I think that this will I think this is something
good. Yeah, it's a good challenge.
It's a self-help challenge.
Is it?
I'll tell you from experience as a divorced person, that first Christmas is a sad one. Even an amicable divorce like I had, it's a sad one. So this is a good time for this challenge. My self-help kit back when I got divorced in 2012 was a Costco pony keg size jug of bullet bourbon that was my entire self-care kit, and boy did I just nurse off those tankards as often as I needed. And Legos. I got
Orbit dolls in town. I missed 2012.
I got really into Legos and sipping that bullet bourbon. That was my self-care kit, and it was a poor one.
Are you telling me to start drinking again,
no,
Andrew?
I'm telling you, this is your pitch here is a better, unless you unveil that your self-care kit is like, and it's a six-pack of Schlitz.
Now do you find the holidays are easier now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, you adjust and you calibrate and you just come up with your own. It's still kind of weird because with my schedule, we alternate holidays. So it's like every other Christmas Eve, I have my kid. Every other Thanksgiving, I have my kid, which makes it a little weird to establish traditions because you don't have that consistency. But
yep.
I come up with my own fun stuff and
plus you move every year and a half to avoid creditors.
Yeah.
So that also complicates how do you establish a tradition.
Yep. Which reminds me, it's just about time.
Well, and he's been outrunning Columbia House since 1994.
Yeah, they're never gonna you'll get that $14.99 out of my grave, you pieces of shit.
You just have to
make your own.
So what
traditions.
Rotation are you on? Can we ask what one you're on? Do you get your daughter?
If whoever has her on Thanksgiving does not get her Christmas Eve.
So what do you have this
that's
year?
A good, that's a great schedule? Way to play.
I have her Thanksgiving and then we'll get her Christmas Day. We have a tradition.
Well, okay.
We go to the movies and we get Vietnamese food on Christmas Day, every Christmas, and all together.
That's awesome.
And that's when we like hand off the kiddo. So it's something fun that we can all do.
Oh, like so you and your ex and your daughter go together.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's super awesome.
On Christmas Day. So, yeah, that's a fun tradition. And my daughter and I started a Thanksgiving tradition, which I highly recommend. It sounds mean. I think I've even brought it up on the pod before. On Thanksgiving Day, we pick a movie franchise and we just binge those movies and we don't do jack shit. We don't go to any extended relative's house. I make a big old Thanksgiving feast. We had Lord of the Rings giving. We watched all three Lord of the Rings movies and had a big Thanksgiving feast. It ruled. Easily
You're
top one of my
dad.
Thanksgivings.
Can we sound the earnestness horn? There are a few sailboats coming through through the channel, through Rip City Channel.
I would
channel.
Like to momentarily pause the earnestness horn to ask if this year it's this Descent 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, now Ron, there is no you can third. Sound it. Let the bridges go up. Adam managed to jump the small gap.
Sorry, yeah. I was before the ski-doo between earnestness horn and Rip City, and I leapt over that bridge. No one thought I could do it.
Through the gulf, through the gulf of recent references. Nice. I don't know what the franchise is going to be. I don't know what it's going to be.
Great dad. That's so fun and creative, and that's a good idea for... Because that's what I'm thinking is, like, coming up with new things that... obviously Milo is getting older now. He's going to be 17 in a few months. And so it's... I'm not going to have a ton of those, but...
Ben, it sounds like you're navigating a lot of new stuff. It's like you being alone, Milo kind of at the cusp of adulthood and moving on. So you're definitely trying to establish... Like, I respect this as a challenge. I just wonder about the actual technicalities of the challenge. Like, I assume you want us to come up with our own...
Yes. So, yeah.
Is
what
it an
I
actual kit? Is it a metaphorical kit?
I thought the kit was just like things in your life that you recognize. Hey, this is part of my self-care regimen.
Right. Okay. What I would avoid doing is, to me, and this is per the parameters, like setting aside your wife and your child. Like, those are kind of good.
Yeah, right? I don't have one of those anymore, Ben, like you, okay? So, not a problem.
Oh, well, then your kit should be super small and sad.
No, but it's like, if I was to do a self-care kit... I've learned going on the road, as limited as I am lately, even after 24 hours or 20 hours, I'm just like, I miss my family bad. I want to see my boys. Yeah. They're like self-care. I miss those kiddos.
But let's say no people.
Kind of
let's say no
that's
people in the self-care kit because
no
it is a self-care kit.
You know,
so it should
be
no people.
I think we should also put a cap because of time. Let's say three items. All what right. are your top three items for self-care? That you would put in your holiday survival self-care kit, the thing to de-stress you or to recenter you or whatever you need to do to kind of navigate family or, you know, the stress of a changing situation or, or the fact that your weeds are overgrown in your yard and your neighbors are complaining.
Fuck you.
What? I didn't even know that. Did that happen, Andrew? Oh, I didn't even know that. I was just at Rift City, and I'm so sorry. The bridge went down, and I... Anyway, so...
If the bridge is down, I'd like to point out Ben's three are Instagram, edibles, and
Instagram.
Like a T-shirt with his own picture on it.
Dude, Ben's a cool dude, actually. Well, like, the way you just described him, he's kind of a cool dude.
Damn it. Well, Adam, you may have got a couple.
All right, so Ben's done. Andrew, what are you...
So why don't we do this?
This is a good... this is a good challenge.
Why don't we do this? Well, so here's the idea. Make your holiday survival kit. People listening
self-care
along,
kit,
you can
not
do this
survival,
this,
right?
Your holiday self-care survival kit.
Because my survival kit's way different. It's got a crossbow. It has some holy water.
crossbow and holy water.
And a nude photo of Tawny Katane that is worn from you rubbing your thumbs all over it.
I like it. I'll endorse it.
Why don't we do this? We're gonna take our holiday survival self-care kits, three items each. We'll pick them, and when we come back from the break, we'll talk about what they are. For those of you that are listening, we have a Patreon page.
Check it out.
I'm gonna likely show mine, and we're gonna post the video from this. Also, there's always. all kinds of content. Episodes of boy crazy.
Our pod within a pod.
Our pod within a pod. So
there's a video of us finding a dead guy in the woods together on Patreon. There is.
Boy yeah, crazy alone is worth joining our Patreon because it's far exceeds this podcast.
Also ad-free episodes. And then you can watch Adam and Andrew suck a grilled cheese through a glory hole. There's
That's
all
right.
Kinds of cool
oh, man.
Stuff.
Back that feels forth. Like back it was ages ago.
Feel free to check it out. It's patreon.com/Grolic Saves. That's patreon.com/Grolic Saves. But in the meantime, let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that is the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. You can get tickets now to see next month's show.
And boy, do we have a great clip for you. Listen, this guy was just in town. Happened to be in town, and he got wind of the heat coming out of the Bug Theater and said, I need a piece of that.
He needed to warm up. He was really cold, and
he was
freezing. Bad for him.
He was outside shivering. We said, get in here, tell a few jokes, and he destroyed it. You know him. You love him. Shane Torres.
When we come back, we will have our holiday self-care survival kits prepared, so stay tuned.
So I'm on the road a lot because I'm in demand. You know how it works is like comics, they show up to a town, they go to a hotel. And I go to a hotel, and I always go, hello, I'm Shane Torres from Comedy Central and other late night programming. And they say, we've been expecting you. I say, great, can I have my room now? And they always go, yes. And then I go, I would like a room with two beds. And then they always go, are you expecting a guest? And I go, no. It's none of your fucking business what I'm gonna do to that other bed. But since you're the inquisitive type, one bed is for regular sleeping, and the other bed is for completely nude eating. And I crawl in, I'm like, everything around me's a napkin now. Here we go. I have left orange handprints on white pillowcases that would make you think a Hooters waitress was murdered. Gross.
Hey. Do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Ben is crying into his beer. He relapsed. He's got no friends and no family, no son and nobody, no one to be with him. Welcome back, everybody. It's the second half.
Jesus Christ. You can get that full carol and more.
Are we doing that as part of our carol down south?
That's one of the songs we'll be singing over and over again as we carol across Metro Denver.
That's an amazing one.
Like we do every December.
Amazing.
Back.
We're back.
We've assembled our holiday self-care survival kits.
We should go around and share them. Do we want to go item by item or just person by person on all three items?
I think item by item.
Okay.
Let's go item by item. Great. And just to recap, I challenged everybody with picking three items. They just can't be people. But items that you would have as part of your self-care survival kit. What are you bringing?
And this
you?
Is What's... fucking break glass in case of emergency. You've got, you're down in the dumps and you need some help, right?
And yeah, and I think at the end, what we can do is look at the three items each of us have chose as a whole and really take a look at what that says about us as a person.
Yeah. Oh, and the holiday season is a renowned difficult time for mental health. It's very well established. Even if like I don't usually outwardly feel holiday stress because I don't like give a shit about most of this stuff. Like I said, I'm binging Lord of the Rings on Thanksgiving, not worrying about, you know, wrangling a house full of guests. But even still, it is a hard time for people. So for this challenge seems on the surface pretty light and fun. But this is a useful thing, I think, for anybody to do.
Yeah, and I think hopefully we'll probably learn these are the things that kind of keep you up, keep you afloat. So, you know, appreciate them, have them ready, have them handy, and it can help
so
you get through this.
Who wants to go first? I can go first.
I think Ben should go first. It's his challenge.
It is Ben's challenge. Ben, go first.
No, well, I mean, then let me go. Okay, fine. I'll start. And I don't want to, but I guess I will.
And that's why we asked you to, because you don't want to. And I think we've found over the years, you're best painted into a corner, kind of like claws out.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think so. I don't think there's going to be a ton of surprises in mine.
Oh, dear.
I don't think so. Number one that I put in mind would be my Bose Mini Link tiny little speaker.
Oh, now, it's this, cute.
I can take this bad boy wherever I go, and it thumps. Okay, this thing.
How much are we getting from Bose from this episode? First of all,
for real.
Jesus Christ.
You guys aren't getting anything. This is a private endorsement. But look at how little this thing is. And this thing will put out some real thumping power. Now, the thing I like about it is I can leave it charged. I can bring it with me on the go. So if
God,
If I want to get into my car and say drive up to Central City Blackhawk,
your car doesn't have speakers in it.
My car does. It has speakers in it. Now that is a, but do they work?
Tell me you duct tape that thing to the dash like Wayne's World.
Tell me you have like a mount for that thing to cradle in.
Get it, guys. Stick it on the dash between the window.
No, do not. The EMTs are going to be picking that out of your ocular cavity after a fucking head-on collision. Do not put that on your dash, you dumb asshole.
But, and you know Ben is just hopscotching between spells and his own stand-up on that. Yeah. So the last song he will hear as that embeds into his skull is his own voice.
Oh, do not put that on your dash. Oh, I'm cringing. I'm cringing.
No, I do bring this in the car and I do listen to music.
Crazy.
Well, I still have my Pontiac G6 that I got in 2005. Because that's what I got in the divorce. And so.
Oh, the leavings?
Yeah. Pontiac's not even a
it's
car
not
company
even a
anymore.
Fucking brand anymore.
So I still have it, and the speakers are gone in my car. So I bring this Bose thing, but I can bring it anywhere. You know, if I want to go into a bathroom at a family gathering and just crank some tunes.
Oh yeah, Ben's in the can. You can hear the rock and roll in there.
I'm just picturing a scene where Ben's at a dinner and it's not going well. He's not liking the tension, and he just places that in front of him as like a wall of sound.
Oh my God!
And the rest of the table does their thing, and Ben's behind that.
That's amazing. Oh. Is it water resistant or waterproof?
This one is not, so I've got to be very, very
careful. I have
careful.
A one like that. If we're doing plugs for them, I have this one. I think it's called a Fugu. It was some brand I'd never heard of. It rules. It is waterproof. I bring it everywhere. You can, like, drop it. It runs for, like, 3 months on one charge. It
How
rules.
Often do you take that thing underwater, Andrew?
Oh, all the time. Tub time with me. I'm down in the water. I'm practicing my breath-holding exercises. I'm listening to some of the most depressing music you've ever heard. And I see if I want to come back up or not.
Andrew's new podcast, Tub Time with Me.
Sail away, sail away, sail away.
So much Enya cranking on.
I use it when I'm grilling out back, and I've got it back there. I get surprised by a rainstorm. I don't have to panic. I don't got to panic with that speaker back there. Anyway.
Okay.
Grilling is... you out back going like with Eliza being like, where are my dogs? That's you, bro.
Yeah, I do all my interrogation. That's what I meant. Yeah,
you do all your interrogating.
All right.
Anyway, who's next?
I'll go next.
That's my first one is the Bose Mini-Link speaker.
I'll go next. Please. And okay. I know you kind of joked that this would be an item before, but it is an item for me. And we can see if it counts as one item or two, but I gotta put my dogs on this list. Do I have to count them separately, or can I just say dogs is one?
Dogs I would allow as one item, Adam. Right. What do you think?
Because I have to choose.
Sure, I'll allow it.
I can't choose between them. But
choose I find one. Your dog, choose one. Yeah. Why is that, Andrew?
Well, my dogs they do cause me a little bit of stress, but I think they alleviate more stress than they cause. They're my best friends. I spend almost every moment with them. I talk to them probably more than I talk to human beings on the average day.
And it shows.
But yeah, they're my best buds. And when I know when I'm feeling stress, I can carve out a break and, you know, just like sit next to them. What I also like doing is just watching them. They'll be out in the yard and I'll kind of watch them through the window and they don't know that I'm watching them. And I'll watch them like play and get into like mischief and stuff. And they definitely a huge, huge component of my self-care kit for sure.
Well, this is a step up from your leaf peeping. We were talking about this before, the problematic leaf peeping. And how many dogs have you had dogs all your life, right?
Yeah, pretty much since I was a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had one, and I'm...
You should get a dog. You have that, your roommate's dog. You clearly enjoy its company.
Yeah, I like this dog's company, but I'm gone too much, but I like the fact that my roommate has one.
You could get a small dog
to,
that you get to bring with you on the plane. There are solutions.
I will not be bringing a dog on a plane with me. I don't like being on the plane, and I don't want to subject the dog to that. Maybe at some point I will get one, but the dogs is a good choice. Not surprising. I mean,
yeah,
and I look forward to hearing the story about your walks where they drag you off a bicycle and halfway down your street or any of those things. So I got to thank your, I owe your dogs a real thank you for that as well. Adam?
I feel bad because I thought dogs were like family, like almost like it was a given because I love my dog Annabelle so much.
Well, it's an honorable mention.
She's going in my box. She makes me very happy. I thought those weren't, on the list, so
I know we should have dogs as people to Adam, and I know that, but
all right, so that my dog is also in mine, but I'll change it up. This one, I was trying to think what puts me in a good mental headspace, and for me, that like my self care has been reduced to nothing with two children under three. There's no time in the day for me. And for my wife, it's even worse. It's like if I'm trying to work for a few hours and then I'm trying to help. So the one thing I try to do every day is work out because that keeps my head in a good place. So in this giant metaphor, I don't know what that means. It could be a pair of running sneakers. More often than not, I'm hopping on the Peloton. So maybe I'm throwing my Peloton in my giant self-care kit.
Your Peloton. I like bringing your Peloton.
You could also just exercise, right? It can be like an activity.
It's the concept of exercise, which more often than not is the Peloton, because that's like quick and easy, and it's definitely an expensive thing, but it's really good for parents who are like, I got a half hour, let's fucking rip. And
let's crank on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've been doing this for a little bit now, right? You've had
we got it in like February of 2020, and it was oddly fortuitous timing. And I just like that's my daily exercise is hopping on that thing. And I've just known myself
how
well
you ranking,
over the years.
Adam?
Huh?
Adam, how are you ranking? How are you ranking pretty well up there?
I do all right. I'm generally in the top 10 of whoever I'm riding with. Sometimes that's in the hundreds. Sometimes that's in a group of 20,
that's
but I'm generally up there.
That's not bad. With legs as small as yours?
Stop.
And I'm not talking about thin. They're just little.
No.
And that's the first thing that people notice when they come up.
They're honestly perfect.
No, well, you're more torso than you are leg.
Well,
and that's...
it's kind of a Babe Ruth situation. I'm talking, that's for sure. Everyone knows I got a real big torso game and a tiny, tiny leg game, but that's
kind
that,
of a,
given that.
Kind of a Winnie the Pooh vibe.
Yeah. They call you that when you're, they call you Spinny the Pooh when you're
on
your
Peloton.
Yeah, that's his Peloton
name. Yeah, hashtag Pelo for wine. So yeah, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. I'm bringing my Peloton into my survival kit because that gets my head
all
straight.
All right, Benjamin.
Well, I like that. I'm gonna follow up, Adam. I mean, I don't think there's any shockers here. It's my jiu-jitsu gi, and this is one of my favorite.
I can smell it through the computer.
Can we? Jiu-jitsu's being talked about, and I know they're probably not going to allow me to lower the drawbridge.
Not for jiu-jitsu. I'm sorry.
Is there even a jiu-jitsu horn, or is it just the scream of a cauliflower-eared man in a parking lot?
So this is your favorite gi, your favorite karate pajamas.
Here's why this. I like these. My struggle snuggle. Clothes here. I like these ones because most skis are made out of a fabric called pearl weave, which is a bit thicker, doesn't crunch down. Now, if I'm going home to Maine, I'm going to my family's. I got my Bose Mini Link in the thing so I can scream cry to Journey in the bathroom at volume 11. But I also bring. Shoyu Roll, the jiu-jitsu company.
That's my favorite company. Sushi roll is the Shoyu Roll. They cram everything in there. I think it's got Flamin' Hot Cheetos in there.
We're not allowed to put the drawbridge up for jiu-jitsu here.
Sorry.
But this one is canvas, and it actually smushes down very small, so I can
again. This feels like product
and
placement.
Travel, and it's if I was sponsored by Show Your All, it wouldn't be a bad thing. And then it's also got the logo and the patch.
You can hear him tagging people on Twitter as he plugs this episode. You can hear his brain. Ugh.
Now it's got the logo of my little like club that I started during COVID.
Tag
the Maggie's.
It.
International.
You're never
going
to get a sponsor because I'm about to say come on the podcast. Come. There. No sponsorship for you. Fuck you.
You can't come block me, dude. Not when we're not in the middle. We've already said with endorsements we pick up for ourselves.
Jizzity jizz. There. Sponsorship opportunities ruined. Keep going.
Okay. So I bring this along for the same thing, Adam. This is my preferred method of exercise is jujitsu.
We jest, but we all three know it's really good for your mental health to exercise a little bit. Yeah. It just like it gets you out of your head. And I know all of us have really leaned on that crutch a lot over the years. Certainly during Those Who Can, it was just kind of like a release. And Ben, I know how important that is for you.
I legitimately, it's not for the sake of appearance or whatnot. I mean, it's legitimately to keep my anxiety and depression under control along with the medication I'm on. But other things. So, but I think this is something that I will do wherever I go. If I go to Maine, I'll find a place to train. If I'm here, I do at 9 a.m. every Thanksgiving, the turkey roll. That's what it's called. And you can come in the morning and get some training in right before you go and eat and then deal with your family and everything like that. So mine would be the jiu-jitsu gi. No shockers.
And
on
we,
that
Adam and I have worn these gis. We did a jiu-jitsu episode. It was perhaps the most uncomfortable clothing I've ever worn in my life. It felt like it was so scratchy and hot. So I could see the benefit of having a good one. For sure. Well,
even and that's sad with all of the canvassy, like heavy duty brown clothing that you wear, Andrew, the outdoorsy garbage that you call clothing. I'm shocked that this is the most uncomfortable thing you've worn.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. It was like some kind of Brillo pad bathrobe. I hated it.
I just love that this has turned into one of podcast's premier fabric textures podcasts out there. It happens so gradually that I didn't even realize that the Garlic Save the World is about how textures how clothes feel, and how fabrics feel.
Yeah,
It's good to it's good to land where the podcast was supposed to be at all the time.
Tactile textures. That's our new pod within a pod. We just talk about fabrics and the textures we love in the textiles we love. It's fun to say, and it's kind of a tongue twister.
Oh, all right. Okay. Andrew, what's your number two?
Textured textiles. I'd listen to that. I don't know. I guess I
know you would, but, because you're. But it would have to be. There's just a lot of tactical gear in yours. I know that. And there's never enough. Not enough pockets. The Andrew Orfidal story.
I don't wear that many pockets.
Rough hewn. I want to say rough hewn right now.
Hewn. Yes,
that's a fun
great
one.
I just want to say rough hewn.
Hewn. Sadly, my second one is not a textured fabric.
Damn it.
So I'm sorry. This has been a constant one for me pretty much for most of my life. Would be a comic book. When I am stressed out and I just need a break, I have a very large comic collection. I'll sit down and I'll read an issue of a comic, maybe even like a story arc in a comic book. It absolutely chills me out, kind of resets me. Even if it's a comic I've read numerous times before, I've got some favorites that I'll, you know, that
okay,
I'll pull out
I
and read.
Ask that. What are your favorites? I admittedly never read comic books. I did not as a kid or as an adult. So I'm like totally novice with this. What's the series
oh
you
boy.
Like? What's-
oh boy, I could lend you so many comics. My go-to overall favorite are the Hellboy comics by Mike Mignola. They're like a healthy dose of like spooky folklore. I guess you'd categorize them as horror comics, but they're not scary. It's more like just like fun. But I love those comics, and I'll read. They're like perfectly. The issues are usually like 4-issue stories, which is the perfect length to kind of just sit there, drink a cup of tea, read a Hellboy story. I feel so much better afterward.
Dude, that's such a good one. And I don't know if you and I read the same stuff, but like I love graphic novels, and I love sort of like the like Noah Van Sciver stuff. There's this guy named Michael Rabagliati, and he writes this series called like Paul at Home. Paul goes fishing. He's out of Montreal, and I just love like this total immersion into these worlds that a comic book or a graphic novel provides. It just gets you out of yours.
Yeah, and it's nice because there's like, no screen involved. You're not on your phone totally. Or a tablet or a TV. I mean, those are ways to unwind too. But with the comic book, it's this very analog experience for sure.
Yeah, I wish they had something else for that, like something like a book or a novel. I wish they had something like that, like something that didn't have.
No, I like.
You know what I mean?
I like reading. There are different
words.
Hey, I should have. You know, this is on me. I should have called for the horn when I was talking about comic books. I left the drawbridge down, and the invaders poured in, and that's on me.
You can't leave the drawbridge down in the middle of the day. There's a lot of good patios over in Rift City to hang out.
This Rift City riffraff comes over, and Jesus, it's ruining my neighborhood.
We day drink. I can't help it.
I like reading too. That's also another one to unwind. But when I'm just boiling it down to sheer self care, like
what's a good Western graphic novel? Are there any?
Yeah, there's a few. There's
like
a
comic
few.
Books that are good. Do you have any series? So I think I'd like that. I like Westerns.
I'm trying to think of a.
There was
a good
one
Western
that was set
one
on
a recently.
Native American reservation.
It's called
I used Scalped, to get them when
right?
I'd go to Scalped.
Yeah.
When I'd go to Meltdown and you perform there, they'd give you a $25 gift certificate to the store. And I just started getting issues of Scalped. That was it. Ben, you'd love that.
I have some in my collection. I'll have to dig them out.
I legitimately would love to delve into that. And maybe that's like a good future challenge because I've never really got into it, even though a lot of my friends were and had massive collections of them. It just wasn't something that
it's one of my favorite art forms, just for the magic that kind of happens in your brain as you take the story from
Ron
panel
is saying
to panel.
Saga too. He thinks
Saga is a very popular comic. I kind of faded out on that one. I read the first like 30 issues or so, and then I like
Jesus.
Faded out on
okay, but, yeah, okay. Adam, what's your number two?
Okay. You know those like wildlife cameras that are only activated when something goes in front of it?
Adam, this you cannot keep putting
you
these up on your neighbor's
this.
Trees.
You can't put in this.
It's not, or
I
it's not okay.
In both of your trailers during all of those, you can't. And then I got a number of snapshots of you crouching and putting on clothes, or you guys shitting, or you guys doing these very sort of snuffy things. And I keep them in a cigar box. And when I'm stressed, I jerk off violently and voraciously to the pictures of you two that I culled from these cameras during those who can't. So if I'm making a self-help survival kit, that cigar box is right in there, dudes. It's right in there. If there's a fire in my house, that's what I'm grabbing. My boys,
as your kids
I
are push crying,
my wife out the front, and then with my remaining hand, I get the cigar box full of hidden nude pics of you two.
Cool, Ben. What's your third?
Adam, what is your second one? You're not allowed to use the snuff cigar box.
Fucking, all right. This is going to, I'm so waspy. I've got the Peloton.
Yes.
I like sparkling water. I make it at home. I drink it all fucking day long. I soda stream it, and I love it. And when I run out of the soda stream canisters, I'm not well in the head. I need those canisters back, and I need my water sparkling. That's how I just chug the shit. It's such a luxury, but I love it. I fucking love it.
I'm not surprised that it's a consumable like that. I thought you were going to say cereal. Because
he's a big nighttime cereal eater. Yeah.
A big nighttime cereal guy.
Boy, I honey bunched of oats it last night to the tune of several bowls, and I was regretting it in the morning.
What a cool verb! No,
you, whenever I go to your house, you're like, "You want some bubbly water?" I hear the hiss of that little machine. You do love that.
I love
thing,
that
man.
Shit. And I
do you get the flavors?
No, I hate the flavors. I don't. I just want straight water. And can I do a plug for a company?
Sure.
I used to take these CO2 containers to Target, hope they had enough refills. I got tired of it. They were always out. I bitched about it on Twitter. And then our boy Brian Cook, he goes, "Adam, you dumb fucking asshole. How about SodaSense? And you can just mail them in and they send it to you when they're empty, you just mail the cartridges in, they send them right to your door. SodaSense, please sponsor this podcast. I'm a believer in what you do." I love
but
this
you've been
water.
Come slower since you've started getting those CO2 thing. You've been doing whippets, dude. Yeah, and I know you've been
one for the
been,
water, one for the one. Head. One for the water, one for the head. Kind of how I operate.
Daddy
all
needs a spritz.
So give me my Peloton and my carbonated water. I'm a white woman in Cherry Creek.
You're the villain from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Thank you.
Look for Adam destroying a playground near you to put up a timeshare. Okay. My number three. No shocker here for anybody. Adam actually called it
Instagram
out.
Or edibles? Instagram or edibles?
Edibles, baby.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah. Benjamin.
Stop. I was a big stoner in high school.
I know. Ben's underneath the Marley Legend poster right now. You guys can't see his room, but it's festooned with reggae shit.
Yep.
Ben, you're 15. Tell us about your edible experience.
Every
recent pod has had a cameo by your edibles, so
I used to get real high a lot.
Cool.
When I was in high school and whatever, and then at 19,
dude, so dope.
From about the age of 12 or 13 till 19, I smoked pot all the time, constantly. Then I had a panic attack and I stopped for a while. And now I came back to it through CBDs. That was my introduction. That's the real gateway drug for 40 something year old pot users is CBD. Now I enjoy this brand. I want everybody to know, not sponsored.
Oh my God, this episode.
It's WYLD. They're pomegranate, and man, do these taste good. It's a one-to-one edible, one part THC, one part CBD, and I don't find I get too cranked off it, but enough that I enjoy my life. and that's a big thing for me. And also you can pack these in your luggage. They're pretty small. They come in this discreet little white canister.
Those are legal? You can travel around with them?
No, God, no. Oh. And then
are my probiotic drops.
So I take all the labeling off and I fly with these bad boys.
Oh, wow.
Put them in
this
the
is gonna end badly.
Here's the thing. I'm not point of parliamentary procedure. This is just something please. I'm wondering about a self-care kit. To me, a self-care kit is something you could do kind of like any time. Would you consider these pot edibles something you would dose yourself with at any time in any
sure,
part of the
day? And I think everybody will enjoy what they see. I think everybody will like how I transform in front of them.
No, truthfully, we go at each other hard because that's the podcast. But I know that Ben gets quite a bit of relief from this.
I do.
Earnestness horn. And a lot of adults do. And it's perfectly fine.
My neck and shoulder make it difficult to sleep right now. Plus, my mind races a lot. I don't like the super gonzo, like fucking all THC or whatever. I like the CBD because it's body, like it makes you relax. I don't eat more than half one. I usually eat like 5 milligrams or 7.5 milligrams or maybe 15. I don't know. It just depends on how I'm feeling. That
Can
night.
I just say something? Shout out to Brandon Patrick, the comedian who did the Grolix last month. He ate 150 milligrams the night before and dyed his hair blonde.
And it looked good. He did a great job.
He showed up to the Grolix with dyed blonde hair. I was like, what happened? He's like, I ate 150 mgs last night and I did this.
I could not fathom eating 150.
You're talking about MGs. Even Josh Blue was in the green room like, holy shit, man. What are you doing?
That's so terrifying to me. I'll say this is my own edibles. When I quit drinking, I also dabbled in the edibles. And I was doing the 5 mg, whatever, you know, and it was pleasant. And then one day I woke up at like 6 a.m. so artificially depressed. I was like more depressed than I'd ever been in my life in this weird fake way. And I was like, and done. I'm absolutely done with these. I do not need that kind of dismount on a drug.
That's why I do not do them every day. I maybe have, I maybe take one once a week or maybe twice a week, because I do notice there is a depression if you take these fairly regularly. And I think I think that that's what people who do them a lot do, is they get depressed and they take them the next day. And I don't want to do that. I just, you know, once or twice a week, I think it's really fun to just sit. And I think having these after a long, stressful meal or just something where I feel kind of like a day like that, just being able to shut my brain off and relax and
you just put up that Bose speaker and pop a few under the tongue and, oh, yeah, take me away.
Okay, guys. Okay, I didn't.
In a tub with no water.
Your vice segues into my vice. This is my third item. It's kind of a sad one, like edibles are.
Shocker. What?
But
Andrew?
I also don't drink, and I have given up on edibles. My third item in my self-care kit is coffee. It's my only vice. Okay. It's my only vice left is
respect.
Caffeine.
Andrew,
and coffee.
Andrew, you're speaking my language.
Coffee,
dude.
In the morning. And I think coffee ultimately causes probably more stress than it alleviates. But like I said, it's my own vice. Oftentimes, it is the only thing I look forward to the next day. As soon as I finish my coffee in the morning, I'm like, at least I get to have this tomorrow.
All right,
think about
it. Do
it. Whenever
I'm ask it, best cup of coffee in Denver, go.
My kitchen on my counter, I've got all the good shit.
Okay.
Yeah, got real quiet.
I'd like to plug, because I have it, because in case we're doing a lightning round, I have a specific coffee that I like. Should I plug it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Novo brand Four Lefties coffee.
Novo is such good coffee. Yeah, I would say Novo could be the best. Amethyst is also really good coffee, but Novo is legit. It's
I went to Amethyst
expensive.
The other day, got a latte. It was $7.50. Suck my dick, Amethyst.
Wow.
$7.50.
Hot take.
We're going to get so many sponsors out of this episode. Amethyst, suck my dick, $7.50 latte.
Novo coffee, you're the shit. You're all day long.
Yeah, Novo is legit coffee. But I've got a Chemex. I've got a Kalita Wave. I can make a real good cup of coffee at home.
Andrew has made me many good cups of coffee. He does make a nice cup of Joe.
But
I can't drink it. Stuff makes me shit and panic.
That's so. That's what it's for, dude. Get on board.
My favorite Novo flavor.
I like
is
that
shit
the edibles dude doesn't like panic substances.
I like existential self-hatred and dread, not bowel just
not
mantling.
That white stallion of caffeine, wrap your knuckles around the mane and take a ride.
All right, I don't want Andrew to ever do that again. Adam, what's your number?
These challenges are so illuminating because I just love where Andrew's coming from. Dogs, graphic novels, and coffee. Like, I'm so happy with all three of those things. Those make me calm. Ben, I hate your choice.
Adam, fuck off. Do your third one, and then we'll look at all three.
Go, this is not a surprise at all. I quite enjoy the natural world. I like getting out there and looking at birds. So it could be it's a combo pack. It's binoculars, a bird guide, hiking boots. I'm in my happy place. If I can get out doing that, if I can only do one of them, it's just binoculars.
Even in the snowy, snowy winter, this is a thing you can do.
I mean, it's definitely worse birding in the winter. But in the winter, you keep your feeder fed. Food is harder to access. Birds roll through, and then you backyard bird. All right. So
better voyeur because the leaves aren't on the tree, and you can see right into your neighbor's. what's that?
For their birds. They've got a bird. They've got this parakeet. It's beautiful. And you can see it right through the kitchen window.
Yeah, Bartholomew. He's hilarious. I watch him all day in my neighbor's living room.
I love the idea of bird watching through. Is there a more annoying pet on the planet than people who own birds?
People often think because I like birds so much that I'm cool with domesticated birds. I'm so not.
It's a sad pet. It reminds me of fish. Like the cool thing about this is that I'm absolutely restricting its number one activity.
Into domesticated birds, but I love birding. It makes me quite happy.
The birding challenge still ranks up there as one of my favorite challenges we've done. I loved doing that. We saw that amazing, those wood ducks.
Wood ducks. Lovely day.
And it was a really nice walk, all of us together. We got that photo of us on the lawn.
I love that photo. Can I make my suggestion? We print out that photo and put it in all three of our survival kits.
Three boys on a log.
Maybe tape it to the top of the kit itself.
So let's recap our kits. We did it. So Benjamin has a unbranded a wireless speaker, a unbranded gi, and edibles that he eats. I have my dogs, comic books, and coffee. And Adam has his Peloton, sparkling water, and bird watching supplies.
Well, that says a lot about it.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think that these really surprise a lot of people.
A drug and a speaker.
I mean, you sound like an 80s action hero, and it sounds cool.
I don't like me, and I'd like to get that.
I mean, really, the only thing missing from Ben's kit.
I don't like me and mine. I'm a waspy bitch. I hate myself.
I felt like mine was really sad, but now that I look at it.
Andrew's is the best. Andrew wins. So
yeah, I'm going to pick Andrew because I, on paper, hate less Andrew. I hate Andrew less. I also hate less Andrew. I'm just kind of jealous of
Adams for having that Peloton. Man, what I wouldn't do for a Peloton. Peloton, if you're listening, I'll do it. Okay? I'll do it.
This is the best desperate reach for sponsorships we've done yet. We're really hitting all
Bose
the different
mini
tiers.
Link speakers, show you roll fine jujitsu kimonos, and of course the pomegranate gummy.
Novo
by the folks
coffee,
at YWLB.
Peloton
speakers, Soda Sense, Swarovski binoculars,
Siberian Huskies.
You get the Swarovski.
Hellboy comic books.
I love those crystal goose. You have that big crystal goose.
They make the best ones. That's what I rock.
No, I think that this was this is a good challenge. Actually, it reminded me that I need to keep these things.
This challenge seems kind of trite on the surface, like I said. But just identifying these things in your life is helpful to know, like, oh yeah, that's what I have. Because
I should be doing during this.
We all have hard times, and it's good to know. You know what? I almost forgot. I've got this Bose Mini Link wireless speaker. I can pop on the dash. Take her up to 75, up to Blackhawk. crank some AC/DC. Maybe get T-boned by a drunk driver coming around one of these turns. And just wear it, you know? Just fucking wear this fucking thing. It's good to know you've got that as an option.
So upset about
what I do love about this challenge, though, is like it's all right in your house. And just take a look around and praise what you like.
Yeah, I would like to hear
what gives you some sanity, some sense of calm.
I'd like to hear what our listeners, like people who do this, you know, follow us at Grolix Comedy on Twitter and Instagram. Tell us what would be in
Rattle off your three.
What would be in your holiday survival self-care kit?
It should definitely be things you already have. If it's something that you want to have, that's just stressing you out. That's just fucking capitalism at work this holiday season, making you think you need something. It should be something you already have.
What's in your house? What's in your wallet?
Coffee is fucking expensive.
We're also being sponsored right now by Citibank, Citigroup. I think this is a good challenge. I'm going to definitely keep these things in mind to listen to music, to get high.
to just put on my gi and just do a kata in my living room when no one is around and I'm high as a kite.
There's no fucking katas in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and that shows how little you've been listening, okay? That's why I enjoy it. It's not formalized. It's jazz.
It is jazz. It's body jazz, and that's why I love watching.
Okay,
it,
Ben's playing the air saxophone in his gi, high as a kite.
Fuck this. Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a little bit of a break now that you've properly insulted my challenge? And I,
hey, you know what? The drawbridge wasn't up, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Christmas time hits Rift City and Earnestness Town on the exact same day, motherfucker.
That's right. June 18th.
I'm going to commission one of my D&D map making buddies to make us an overhead map of Rift City and Earnestness Town. We're going to put all of these locations on a map.
And all the side streets and alleyways that everybody shambles down at night. God, I miss Earnestness Town.
I wish I could stay there. It's so expensive. Nobody can live.
You're young. You want to go.
Nobody can live in Earnestness Town. You can visit. You can pop in. It is so expensive. And we can only peek over from our shabby apartments in Rift City and wish we could live there.
The needle problem behind of Rift City, that would be such a dream. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. I would like to continue with the tradition of reading new reviews that we get. We appreciate you guys reviewing this podcast and rating. It helps in the algorithms and all that, but it's also just fun to hear from you. And so we like reading these on air. This is a very recent one from All of Joyful, who gives it 5 stars. Thank you. They say, ugh, I adore this podcast, and I appreciate the disgust with which you adore it. Laugh out loud, funny on multiple occasions for every episode. Sometimes the challenge for the week may take listeners into quote-unquote boner killer territory if it brings up a trouble area for one of you. All three of you navigate these moments wonderfully, and it makes me love this podcast all the more for its honest and vulnerable moments. Earnestness horn. Thank you for all that you do.
Can we sound an earnestness horn for
All of Joyful?
Yeah.
Earnestness horn to you, All of Joyful. You get it. That's what we're trying to bring every episode. Thank you so much.
I like the review. I guess I'm not wowed by it because it's all true.
What's your, out of 5 stars, what do you give that review?
I give that review 4 out of 5
Whoa,
stars.
Whoa, I give it 5. What are you dinging it on? Because it said boner killer and it made you sad?
And they said earnestness horn?
I'm dinging it because it's all true. You know, there's not a lot of revelation. Yeah, we do that. We crush this.
All right. Fuck you, Ben. All of Joyful. Thank you.
Ben's really
review.
The worst.
You're the best. Thank you for
please rate
for
and review the pod. It means a lot. We appreciate it.
We're never going to let Ben review your reviews again. So don't let that.
If you do review, maybe we'll read it on here, you know, and maybe we'll read yours on air. Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying that. Why don't we do this? Speaking of self-care, nothing better than just getting a few laughs, cranking a few ha-has out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, this next comic really provides them. I had been seeing them all around town. They were so funny, and I just had to get them on the Grolix. You're going to love this person. They're ripping it up. Please enjoy Kate McLaughlin, everyone. And when we come back, we're going to reveal next episode's challenge.
So stay tuned.
I'm wearing the world's longest denim shirt, so you could probably guess I am bisexual. Reluctantly, women are great. Love women. It's men that I really struggle with being attracted to because men are hot, technically. It's just talking to them and hearing their thoughts on stuff is this whole fucking thing that I don't always have the time and energy for. Like, thank you. One more clap from my mom. Like, do I like penises? Yeah, duh, they're great. Woo! Do I like pretending to give a shit about bourbon so a guy who owns one pillowcase can explain Pulp Fiction to me? I mean, it depends on the penis, honestly. I've been dating women for a long time. I'm optimistic. I'm trying to date men again. And now that Entourage isn't on the air, maybe it'll be a different scene out there. I'm getting no vibes from a lot of women are giving like kidnapper like shakes. Like, it's insane. I hope you have fun on your dates. we'll see. I think my hair has to grow out a little bit more before guys get the, like, the light is on. So it's going to be okay. I have time to figure it out.
We are back. Guys, what a fun episode. Ben, I didn't think it was going to be that fun. It was fun.
You know, you both always make everything fun, you know, and I hand you something and you guys run with it. And thank you guys.
It's fun having fun with you guys. I love fun.
It is fun is fun. Oh, anyway.
I want to say thank you to all our new listeners. We constantly comb through the data. We're seeing all these new listeners pouring in. We really appreciate you being here. Thanks for finding our podcast.
And also the people overseas. We've got overseas listeners, and thanks to Ireland and Finland and the Linz, all of the Linz.
All the Linz. We appreciate you. Guys, I'm doing my one-man show, Happy Place, at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins on November 17th. I'm very proud of the show. I love the show. I'm going to tape that night. So please come out and help me have a great audience for my show at the Comedy Fort, November 17th.
Yeah, if you all haven't seen Happy Place, I highly recommend you see it. It's wonderful and brilliant and sad and funny and all of the amazing things.
Thanks,
you
Ben.
Killed it,
thank
dude.
You, thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to get a good tape of it, so we're doing it there. But speaking of the Comedy Fort, Grolux is playing the fort. Tell them, Ben.
We're doing the Comedy Fort. We're going to be doing our live Grolux comedy show. It'll be We Grolux 3. We'll have guest comics. That we're going to be doing the full live show at the Comedy Fort. So that'll be Friday, November 26th at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins. There will be two shows.
The Friday after Thanksgiving.
And then that Saturday, we're going to come back down to Denver and we're going to do our live show November 27th, that Saturday at 8 p.m. That'll be where it always is at the world famous Bug Theater. Get your tickets now. They will be down there in the show notes. Please come out and see us. Say hi.
And you guys, we have the most incredible guest November 27th. Ben Roy is actually going to be there.
I don't know how we got him. I mean,
just shut the fuck up.
I don't know how we got him.
Strings were pulled
away from the road. He will be there at the Bug Theater. Very special guest. Dude, we love. Dude, we've worked with for years.
It's like spotting Bigfoot. He's going to be there. He's going to be there.
Did you know, Andrew, that we have a Patreon page?
We do. But more importantly, Ben Roy live at the Grolux in November.
Fucking asshole.
We do. As we mentioned before, we do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/GrolluxSaves. There's all kinds of fun stuff and multiple tiers you can choose from. If you want to check that out, go do it.
If you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Grolux Comedy. We're on the internet. We're thirsty for your content. Hit us up. We'll hit you back.
Thirsty.
And if you're new to the pod, send us challenge ideas. I think a lot of people don't know. They just think we kind of want to do these and don't hear from. No, we love challenge ideas. And if we haven't gotten to yours yet, doesn't mean we won't. We keep a running list. So if you have an idea for us, please send it our way. We would love to hear it.
Huge thanks to our self-care kit, Human Bath Salts, Ron Doyle. What a pleasure. I've been sniffing them. And snorting him.
I've been eating him.
Well, and also a big thanks to Mike Henderson. He's been helping record these live shows. I didn't miss him.
I missed him. The quality's better. Thank you, Mike.
Mike, we love you.
Can I tell you something? Don't leave your wallet hanging around when Mike Henderson's in the room. Just don't put it out on the coffee table. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for your tireless work helping record the audio so we can slander your name on the pod.
Yeah, Mike's the best.
Our theme music, as always, is by the soothing Charlie Continental. Mm.
Ooh, those dulcet.
Slip into a warm tub of Charlie Continental.
A balm for your inner gross. Ear canal.
What should we do next episode?
I teased it a little bit at the beginning of the episode, but it is holiday party for Grolix Globotech Industries, our annual holiday party. And I was thinking we should do a potluck because last year we did the Secret Santa. And I think this year, you know, Karen from accounting, that dip that Karen brought last time was not good. There were only six layers, and she promised us a seven-layer dip. I counted.
And one of them was just fish.
Yeah. She's been using kippers.
So we're going to have a great potluck. It's going to be fun. I'm sorry the baking challenge was delayed. We'll get back to you.
We're going to get back. We're going to do the Grolix Globotech potluck. We're going to bring some food along. So this will be a fun one. Otherwise,
before we get out of here, I do want to say one thing. Andrew. Play us out, Charlie.
Hey. Oh.
Well done, Adam.
Sneak attack. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, happy brutal. Thanksgiving, you dorks.